Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale, Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Hitinamini. Namaste Sarasvati Deva. Gaudapani Prachanine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatanine Jayase Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vamshade Gaudara Bhaktavinda Gaudara Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hardhead Dharma. Dharma, Dharma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Dharma, Dharma Dharma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Dharma, Dharma Dharma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. 하단 계시나 크리스나 하데라마 하데라마 라마 라 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama And again, everyone.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna.
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gora Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So yesterday night, we heard the first section of this beautiful Damodar Leela. And we heard how Mother Yasoda was determined to take care of Krishna's butter and milk products all by herself, because she had concluded that something was, the young maidservants were not doing things quite correctly, and that was why Krishna was very mischievous. She also had prepared a very, very special milk to give him, and she was very confident. However, as we understood, Krishna came to her, he stopped the grinding mortar, a small, tiny two-year-old, and he held the rod with his hands and stopped it. And then she set to feeding him. And she was blissfully feeding him, and he was peacefully drinking from his mother's breast when she saw that that milk was about to be destroyed in the fire. And so very carefully, very lovingly, she set her little boy down and she went to take care of the milk. Her heart was so fully absorbed in him. Yet she saw no alternative than to save the milk. But how was it possible for her to leave him alone? Does she not know that he can never have enough milk while lying at her breast? Today, she left him only partially satisfied. And why does she proudly consider that she can do the savor for him better than the maidservants? There is not one of them who would not instantly run and save the milk at the slightest request of their mistress. But why did she forget that satisfying his immediate wishes is much, much, much more important than worrying about things that, in her opinion, are meant for him later? She looked at his beautiful face, but then she put him down, although he was not yet satisfied. Did she not? Why did she not take him with her when she went to fix the milk pot? Actually, she thought that the fire was dangerous for carrying the child, and hence she did not actually consider carrying him to the kitchen. Plus, she had to move very, very fast. And if she had held on to him, she could not move quickly enough, and the milk would have boiled over. So she left him, only for a moment. But today, he had come to her of his own accord. So she should have not left him under any circumstances. But was it really her fault? Of course, she knew that since he's still too small to understand household affairs, she must accept his displeasure. Yet the milk, just like the yogurt she was churning, was meant only for him. Today, however, he had asked her for something very precious to him. And deprived of that, he became very, very angry. Tears of rage filled his eyes. And biting his lips with his little teeth, he picked up a stone from the ground and he smashed the butter pot where Yasoda had been churning for a long time with great effort. The yogurt inside, however, had not yet turned into butter. And thus the soured milk now flowed out freely in long streams all over the floor. What will she say when she sees this mess he has created? He quickly goes to a place where no one else can detect him, where the fresh, clarified butter is stored, hanging in large pots. And entering through a little window, he starts helping himself. The butter is so sweet. So this should calm his anger. But now, although his anger is reduced, fear has crept into his little heart out of love for his mother. He does not wish to see her face to face. Although he is the supreme master of everything, in his form as Yasoda's small son, it is Yasoda's motherly love that keeps them both under its spell. Absorbed in the pastime of being her child, it is his joy to subordinate himself to her. What will I do if my mother catches me in here? The mere thought of it fills him with fear. So taking one big pot, he climbs out another window and carefully closes it behind him. A grinding mortar is there, and playful young monkeys are swinging in their tall trees. Seating himself comfortably on that mortar, he reaches into the jar of stolen butter and begins to feed the monkeys for their pleasure. Meanwhile, he is aware that his noble deeds may be misdeeds in the eyes of his mother. So he must now flee. He who all the worlds fear in his capacity of unlimited majesty, glory, and grandeur, he who Maya, the cause of all the universes, only dares to make her appearance from afar. He who time, space, and all living beings serve must now flee for fear of his mother. He moves very quickly. Meanwhile, Yasoda has taken the milk from the stove and hurried back to feed her son. Upon returning, she looks at the scene of his misdeeds. She sees the mess. She sees the broken pot. And she knows who has given vent to his anger. How sad and angry he must have been when I left him, she thought. You see, it was hard for her also not to be allowed to serve him, to drink freely from her breast when he was so hungry. But understanding this mess is the work of her son, she put her forefinger to her nose and she began laughing because of his fickle nature and his skill in breaking pots, and also because he has run away in fear. But mostly she's laughing because of the noise of the moving pots and ankle bells in the storeroom. From the small footprints smeared with yogurt and the sound of his jingling bells, Yasoda could guess that now Krishna is in the storeroom eating butter. Although she's feeling no real anger, yet seeing his naughtiness, she must become angry. He is my child, and I must be very strict with him. He must learn to obey. He must learn how to handle his own pots of yogurt more cautiously. He must learn that anger should not go so far as to destroy the things that belong to him. And thus, with both anger and laughter in her heart, she decided to enter the storeroom. And although she would never think of using it, she carried a stick to give weight to her words. While standing there, before she entered the storeroom, it was as if she heard a voice from an invisible source. And the voice said, "This small, sweet child has destroyed the lotus bud, which was not yet ripe with honey. And finding no honey, he has gone to another bud, and there he found plenty of honey. So now this small, sweet child is busy generously sharing that delicious honey. As his mother, you were very skillful in appeasing the wildly boiling milk. But only when you know how to appease the anger of this child, will you become really worthy of glory and praise? Now, taking up her stick, she goes to find him. Opening the door, she sees the mess in the storeroom. And then, opening the small window into the courtyard, she looks at the peaceful scene outside. There he sits, feeding the young monkeys with all the clarified butter that she had so carefully prepared and stored. Her name is Yashoda, and through her, Krishna's glories will become evident. The world will see Krishna, the Supreme Lord of everything, in the fullness of his charming beauty and sweetness, is so much under the spell of her unselfish, eternal, motherly love, that for her sake, he fully knows himself as her child. And now, while sitting on the grinding mortar, over and over again, he very cautiously looks around to see if she is on his track. He's thinking, I stole many things, and mother will find me. And how will I be able to look her in the eye? Meanwhile, Yashoda, seeing her restless-eyed son sitting on the grinding mortar, feeding the monkeys, smiled with wonder. Then very, very quietly, she sneaked up behind him. But perceiving her presence, the monkeys became afraid and they swung up into the trees to escape, leaving Krishna face to face with his mother's anger. When Krishna saw his mother, stick in hand, he very quickly got down from the mortar and began to flee as if very much afraid. Although yogis try to capture him as Paramatma through meditation, desiring to enter into his effulgence with great austerities and penances, they fail to reach him. But his mother Yashoda, thinking the same supreme personality of Godhead Sri Krishna to be her son, began running after him with a stick to punish him. Now Krishna flees for his dear life. It had been hard for her to be without the sight of him for the short period when she attended to the boiling milk. For her, both his deeds and his misdeeds only make him more dear to her heart. He was also only appearing to be afraid because he knows his mother has the greatest affection for him. Yet, seeing her following him with a stick in her hand, is something he has never seen before. He looks around, and then, like a small cloud driven by the wind, he runs for his life. The manner in which he flees is so enchanting that she's barely able to maintain her pretense of anger. Quickly, she runs after him, and the flowers in her hair are falling as she calls out to him, "Oh, thief, where are you heading? Stop, stop running and stay where you are." He flees on a path where his mother cannot follow him so quickly. But she hurries in a roundabout way in order to catch hold of him from another angle. To fool her, he runs to the main gate of the compound, where usually many people gather beneath those two tall trees. But Yasoda knows that today, because everybody is busy preparing for a festival, no one will be there. So she runs after him, still trying to catch hold of him. Absorbed in watching Krishna's transcendental pastimes, the immortal denizens of heaven feel totally astonished. They cannot comprehend how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is feared by fear personified, is now running away in fear of the stick in his mother's hand. "Stop! Stop!" she calls him, almost out of breath. Krishna says, I will stop if you drop your stick." But can he give in? Can anyone order him to do something that he doesn't want to do? He is faster than the most nimble mind. And when he is unwilling, then neither thought nor word can catch him. Nevertheless, Yasoda tries to catch him. "If you are so afraid of being punished, why did you break my yogurt pot today? I will never do it again. Now just drop your stick from your hand, mother. Please, do not punish me. If you drop the stick, I will come to you." While following Krishna, Yasoda's thin waist is overburdened by her heavy breasts, and her hair has become loose, and the flowers have fallen way behind her on the ground. Absorbed in his lila as a child and seized with pity for his mother, Krishna also loses his breath as if he is at the end of his strength. She calls out to him, begging him to stop. But he makes one condition. She must put down her stick. She agrees. But did she not just say, "If you are going to steal in this house, have a close look at this stick"? Yasoda continues to pursue him and catches up to him step by step. Although having a large, heavy body, she catches him from behind. "Mother, mother, 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 please don't beat me. Please don't beat me. Please don't beat me." He cries again and again. Krishna rubs his tear-filled eyes with his delicate palms, which resemble the petals of fresh blue lotuses, while uttering some sweet yet indistinct words from his beautiful mouth. Indeed, it was marvelous to see Krishna becoming overwhelmed with fear and crying helplessly, and with his little hands smearing the black kajal mixed with tears all over his beautiful face. Ma, you must not beat me. You must not beat me. How could she? His charming pleading and his tender nestling himself against her body had won her over instantly. Seeing his excessive fear, Yasoda gently put aside the stick. But still, she chastised him. You are the thief of all thieves, she said. Actually, this is true. And these are words of praise. Indeed, he is the thief of all thieves. He steals the hearts of those who truly hear about him. He steals the senses of those who see him. And for the sages who are totally free from ignorance, he steals their tranquility. He robs the reason of those who only know the fullness of his majesty, and he robs the bhaktas, or those who want to be bhaktas, not only of attraction for this world of incessant change, but even for any interest in becoming free from ignorance. He steals all those things and the attachment for them if they are obstructions to his loving service. He is Hari, the thief of all thieves. If I am a thief, then your ancestors are too, he replies. Yes, this is also true. All her parents, her relatives, her friends have long, long ago stolen his heart through their pure Vatsalya love for him. And they steal the hearts of all who hear about this love by awakening a yearning to be allowed one day in the future to serve those noble ancestors and relatives of Yasoda. She continues. How did the yogurt pot break? By the punishment of the Almighty, he says. Who gave the monkeys ghee? He who created the monkeys, he replies. Hearing these profound meanings in his answers, Yasoda smiled. But to her, it was only the sweet chatter of an infant. She continued to threaten him and scold him and tell him that for his misdeeds, he deserved just punishment. Yasoda is scolding he who all the learned rishis and sages reverentially pray to with folded hands and sing hymns to him from a great distance. In his capacity as the supreme personification of majesty, power, opulence, and omnipotence. Every word Yasoda speaks bears evidence of the profound nature of her experience of him as the fullness of beauty and charm, and clearly shows that her realization is in no way disturbed, neither by his deeds nor by his words that reveal the fullness of his omnipotence, which is always also within him at all time. In Braj, he experiences the fullness of serving love for himself, not as the Lord, but as the child. Through her complete lack of reverence and submission, she intensifies his experience of his own divine beauty, sweetness, and unlimited exuberance. This is the mystery of Yasoda's love. Ma, why am I to blame? Why are you so angry? Yasoda is not angry anymore, and she never was. But for his sake, she tried to be. You ran away so fast to save the milk, you didn't know that your anklets hit the dahi pot and broke it into pieces. So why do you scold me? Is it my fault? Is it my fault that God let monkeys come here? Is it? Is it my fault? I have done my very best. Every time I tried to catch them and send them away. He quickly looks at his hands to see if they're clean. During his long chase, he cleverly wiped the ghee on the walls. So not a trace of ghee can be seen on his hands. When I saw you with a stick in your hand, I ran away in fear. Yes, it is true that you told me to stay by the yogurt pot. And now you're angry because I didn't stay there. But why are you threatening me with a stick? Why are you so merciless? Yasoda sees that he is still full of fear and his little body is trembling. His little hand held in her own palm is trembling. How terrified he was when she caught up with him from behind and seized him. Yasoda listened to her son, and she thought to herself, yes, it is quite impossible for him to smash a heavy pot filled with sour milk with a piece of stone all by himself. is far too small. Perhaps, inattentively, I must have done it in my hurry. And someone else must have used that heavy grinding mortar and left it upside down. After all, he's so small. Maybe in his childishness, he did try to catch a few baby monkeys. And perhaps in my zeal, I misjudged him. He's so small. Although Yasoda was reflecting in this way, still, because he is her child, and every minute, every day, every hour, he is constantly doing some nonsense mischief, he must learn to obey. A tight rein must be kept on him. So she thinks, I should continue to appear as if I consider it was his fault. She says to him, your cheeky little mouth is like the king of all clever deceivers. Remember, you are a human child and not a monkey playing with other monkeys. With a choked voice, Krishna slowly uttered some words that came out of his mouth, and then he said, if you punish me, I will go and live with the monkeys. She was just about to tell him that from now on I will not give you any butter. I will tie you up in the house so you cannot go anywhere and play. You will not be able to see your friends. That wasn't what he wanted to hear. And so he uttered those fear-inspiring words. Because of you, I will run away to the forest and go and live with the monkeys. Yasoda thought fearfully, who knows? Perhaps because I called this proud little boy a monkey, he might just do it. Now I am alone with nobody to help. It would be difficult for me to keep an eye on this child to stop him. I shall tie him up. Thinking in this way, she said, O thief whose graceful, restless eyes cast a spell on everyone, I will tie you up. Do not think that you can stop me. She was affectionate because he was a boy. And moreover, he was her son. She did not know his powers, since the affection in her heart eclipsed everything else. She desired to tie him up. In both cases, she desired to tie him up because of the affection for the boy. So now she has caught him. But let's see what happens next. Tomorrow, we will hear whether she is able to bind him up as easily as she would prefer. So please come tomorrow evening and we will see what happens next. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Jagatarini. It was again a treat for the thirsting heart, a thirsting soul. I think we all very much enjoy because we see the sweet relationship between Krishna and his mother Yashoda. That sweet relationship melts our heart very much. Actually, Krishna can only be known through a relationship, and through the relationship with his devotees. In other words, we have to see Krishna through the eyes of his devotees. And here we see him really through the eyes of his mother. Wonderful. So, yes, we will conclude this very eventful day with a nice little kirtan. Nice, let's see how if Krishna is merciful. It will become nice. I always like to remember Badahari Prabhu. When he was asked how he performs kirtan as a kirtan leader, he says, every time I'm starting anew. So I think that's very good advice also for us. Because, my dear devotees, when we do things repeatedly, then in order to be efficient in that, we often switch on in a mechanic mode. For instance, if you drive repeatedly from your home to your working place, you don't drive any longer consciously. When someone at your working place asks, how did you come here? How did you drive? How was it? You will answer, well, I didn't even notice how I sat in the car, how I started the car, how I took the first curve and waited at the traffic light. You do this on automatic pilot. I was once with a pilot. We were driving or flying from London to a retreat, and he said, would you like the machine to go on automatic pilot? And I said, no, I'm scared of this automatic pilot. And he said, yes, when we come into a storm and the machine is on automatic pilot, it is becoming very dangerous. It won't know how to react. So when you are doing a spiritual life, just like that driver who drives from his home to his office every day and doesn't think about it or doesn't do it consciously, or if you are like that airplane pilot who just switches off and lets the machines do it, it is not a really spiritual life. If you give the authority to your motoric functions and your neurological wiring, in other words, if you give the authority to the mind and the body, and you are not involved in it, it cannot even be called real bhakti. No, it is something. It is shadow bhakti, but it is something. So this advice to start every mantra anew or every kirtan anew is very good, because it helps us to be conscious, to be aware, to be present-minded and not absent-minded. And let us, therefore, it is nice in the kirtan culture, the cowherd boys in Vrindavan sing like this. They sing very slowly in the beginning, and then the tempo, if required, speeds up, but slow singing makes for conscious singing. So we will also do this. We will offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada in the beginning, and then hopefully the holy name is merciful to all of us this evening. We will go for about half an hour, and then it's a short kirtan. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Everyone, please.
Namaste. Gauravani Acharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Raskatyade Shatanine Sri Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Devotees, we are all sitting here together just so close to Giriraj. The day was a blessed day. There was hearing about Krishna, praying to Krishna, chanting of Krishna's name. And we even tried to meditate. Everything was there. And now the day comes to the end. And we are really addressing Krishna as a group, as a community, as all of us here together on this retreat. Please let us address Krishna with some devotion, perhaps gratitude, anything which has some feelings. Chant, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. Time all together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shikha Babu. One more time, please sing. Chant again a little prayerful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let us raise our hands and sing all together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan. Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Gaura Premanandi, Hare Hare Go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You are so wonderful. You are very good kirtan devotees. Please do take your seat for a while. So I just wanted to say we are hearing about little Krishna, and he really was very small. You can all see this little boy. Yes, everything is ticket. Don't worry. This little boy really reminds us very much of the innocence and the playfulness. But Krishna was much more naughtier, much more restless, much more playful, and dare I say, much more sweet also. But just so that you get an idea, very small, very small. Braja Tilak is his name. So thank you, Braja Tilak. Yes, now your father can. Hare Krishna. Let us please review the day a little bit, because it's good to capture the moments, and let this not run by so fast. You will see tomorrow is a full day of seminars, am I correct? Yes, it is. But from the day after tomorrow, it will go like this. So let us hold these things a little. We had a kirtan, then before this there was a very, very, we called her in the other years Purnamasi, our Jagatarini Mataji, because she some of her words act like a magical paintbrush that manifests the Braj Leela before our eyes. I think you can see it is there's a lot of very fine nuances in there. So we had this, then before that was our dinner, prasadam. Was it dinner or something? You're eating actually very nicely here on the retreat. Some in-between snack, I think. And then there was Bhujan Prabhu's excellent presentation. And I think that summary which you did in the end with images and verses and highlighting the main important stations were really showing us the depths of the Braja Leela and the deep hidden meanings. I'm thinking Bhujan Prabhu has something in mind when he tells us, on the one hand, the Brijbasi saw Krishna's extraordinary deeds, but on the other hand, they saw his that they loved him, and they were not in awe and reverence and moving in the distance and just adoring him from afar, but they felt it's our boy, our. Could that mean when the Bhagavatam tells us that the God whom we worship in our movement is not a distant personality? Is this perhaps, has this something to do with your image of God? Could you perhaps extract a few principles from there? Ask yourself the questions, and if you have any questions in that direction, you might ask Bhujan Prabhu also, why does he give this lecture? Is there something? I think he will say, yes, I want to just present the sweetness of Braj Leela, but why these emphases? No? We have to ask, and we have to see and go deep. Yes, what else did we have? Lunch prasadam. Before that, there was Alone with Krishna session. I was not able to participate due to various obligations during that time, but I spoke with some of you afterwards, and you were again making this wonderful experience. I spoke with someone very new to Krishna consciousness, who is a yoga teacher from Rishikesh. She said that it was very important for her, because during that time she could have a talk with God, a private communication. Then we had in the morning, morning session, we continued with a particular quality of Krishna that serves as the entry quality to help to enter the remembrance of Krishna, the absorption of the mind in Krishna. That was the Karunya Jaladi. Krishna is an ocean of compassion to the fallen souls, no, and so on. And yes, this was a day. A day was flying by. My dear devotees, for the body, the day was perhaps exhausting, or you know, there was a lot of things happening. What happened to you spiritually? I'm asking sincerely. Try to think about not on then we went there and then this happened and that happened, but what insights did you make? What did you learn? What did the English word is struck you? No, what rose your attention? What were these moments which some call Krishna moments? Or Krishna, yeah, Krishna moment is a nice word for us. Please get into the habit of asking this at the end of the day, and you will have much more gain and win, or profit or benefit from going on the retreat. Fine. But I must say, I say this almost every retreat, but it's so nice to be with you when one looks at the campus, I like to call it, because this looks like a little spiritual university, this Govardhan Retreat Center, and one sees you walking in the noon pause on the vase, engaged in discussions. Some of you have earphones and listen to something. Others are lying in the shadow with a big belly after the prasadam, digesting. one sees discussions here, Mataji watering the lawn with her tears, and everything, you know, which is there. It means we are moving, we are moving. Braj means to move. No, something is moving in our heart. So it's a great honor to spend this time with you and to have sangha with you, to watch you, to see. Wonderful. Thank you all for coming and being such nice participants and devotees.